A newly published poll found more than half of Juno respondents support the stalled Juno Access Project. The group that helped finance the survey says it shows public opinion is shifting in favor of building the road. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
The McDowell Group poll found 54% said they support extending Juno's road north of the Katsahin River, where a ferry would connect to Skagway. 39% said they were opposed to the plan, known as Juno Access Project. The survey was jointly financed by the City and Borough of Juno and First Things First Alaska Foundation, a pro-development group. Pollsters asked 402 people on landlines and cell phones their positions on transportation issues over a single week in January. Executive Director Denny DeWitt, who also lobbies for small business groups and AAA, said the results released Thursday should be instructive to political leaders.
This is the best data set we've ever had. And I think that it's something that ought to be looked at and thought about very seriously by those folks who are trying to represent all the people in Juno.
The road project has been perennially divisive within Juno and is also more widely opposed in Skagway and Haines. The Juno Assembly's $20,000 appropriation for the survey was approved on a 63 vote late last year. The vote was along the same lines of a controversial resolution in support of the road. DeWitt brushed off opposition. He said the data speaks for itself.
I don't have a great need to have 100% support before we move ahead in our community.
But a road project isn't going to happen anytime soon. Governor Bill Walker polled his administration's support for the project in 2016. Earlier this week, a House budget amendment proposed keeping the $21 million budgeted toward the project locked in state coffers. Juno's House delegation's two votes in opposition were critical to its failure. Here's Representative Sam Keto III, a Democrat, speaking Monday on the House floor. He noted the project isn't in the state's transportation plan.
And putting $21 million back into an account that cannot be expended until the project is in our statewide transportation improvement program, until the project is moving forward and under construction, that money will be sitting there waiting and not spent.
The amendment failed 19-20. Back to the poll. Of those opposed to the Juno Access Project, about 26% said they'd be more likely to support it if the road went to Skagway. DeWitt said the poll shows the road is finding favor in the capital city. About 54% said the current state ferry service is adequate for Juno, and nearly 80% supported a second crossing over Gastineau Channel to connect the Mendenhall Valley with North Douglas Island. In Juno, I'm Jacob Resnick.